Praise God. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Amen. How are we doing this morning?
Blessed.
Praise God forevermore. Amen. He's worthy to be praised, and praise God for another day and another opportunity to share with you the living word of God. And I'm thankful for Pastor for giving me again another opportunity to share with you. Praise God. Let's stand, please, and we pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that your word is forever settled in heaven. We ask you today, Father, that you edify, build up, convict our hearts today in the subject when our world falls apart, because you are the great I am. You're the same yesterday, today, forever. You never change, Lord. We praise you and thank you for what you have done, what you're going to do, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. When your world falls apart. When your world falls apart, anybody's world ever fell apart besides me? Praise the Lord, I have company. Amen. I can tell you one thing, friends, when you get that dreaded report about cancer, or you lost a loved one, or you lost a job, I can tell you personally, in 2010, August 29, 2010, when Numi, a job I've been at 24 years, told me to see ya. We no longer need you. My world fell apart. Everything that I had worked hard for and been there, and not your fault of yours, but they said we're done. And friends, if you don't know how to handle those things, your world will fall apart. But I felt at that time it was, because it was truly something surprising when they made the announcement in a big old cafeteria in front of all the people. You can hear a pin drop on all those people because they were devastated. And all of a sudden you start to realize, where am I going to go from here? What do I do from here? But when your world begins to fall apart, friends, there are things you can do. From losing a loved one, to losing a job, to anything that falls apart. And I just want to bring some things to you today that Jeremiah, a prophet years ago during his lifetime, asked. During Jeremiah's time, he wrote two books. One is called the Book of Jeremiah, and the other is called the Book of Lamentations. Most people don't know about these books because it's very short. We're going to look at Lamentations 3 today, and we're going to look at six steps to rebuild my broken world. Six steps to rebuild my broken world. The first one is unload all of my frustrations on God. Unload all my frustrations on God. You know, friends, you know, the worst thing you can possibly do is not unload your frustrations on God. Because when you unload your frustrations on yourself or your friends, you don't get any help. I have news for you. Your friends have the same sharks in the water that you do. Only their sharks has bigger teeth. Amen? So you can't go to your friends. You may say, well, I just call my friend when your world is falling apart. No. The Bible says, cast all your care upon me, for I care for you watchfully and affectionately. But listen to what Jeremiah said. I'm a man who has seen affliction by the rod of wrath. He has driven me away and made me walk in darkness rather than light. He has turned his hand against me and again all day long. Have you ever felt that the Lord was against you when you're going through a difficult time, friend? It doesn't feel good, do you? Does it? Doesn't feel good. You feel that his hand is against you. I mean, he's holding something against you. Oh, I can't believe the Lord is doing this to me, Brother Paul. And then we sort of write our personal resume. A personal resume of this. I've served, I've given, I've done this, I've done that. How many, come on now, help me out. How many of you have a personal resume that you write every time something happens? Amen. You have a resume. I did this, I did that. And see, the Bible says this. All your works are as filthy rags. You see, friends? So it's not a resume of working. We live in a fallen world. And things happen, friends. But when your world falls apart, there's hope. There's hope in the Lord. He has surrounded me with bitterness and hardship. You become bitter and hardship. I'm mad with the Lord. How can God do me like that? How can God do me like that? Sometimes, friends, you ever thought that just maybe he's carrying you through a valley of decision? Huh? Shaping you? Well, I don't want to be shaped like that. I can go to the gym and get shaped, Brother Paul. No, but see, we're talking about spiritual things, friends. We're talking about things that count for time and eternity.
Amen.
Those are the real McCoys. The Bible said, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. Listen to Jeremiah. He's still complaining. He has barred my way with blocks of stone. He has made my path crooked. Listen, he's incredible with God. Listen at this. He called God's out. God, I don't like what's going on in my life. I'm tired of this. Enough is enough. He's treating me poorly. He complains and lets out his anger and God in his fury. Have you ever let out your anger to the Lord? It's fury. It's anger. And some of you may not even let it out. You just stop coming to church. Stop giving. Amen. Stop loving the people that you love. Isolation. When things begin to happen, when your world is falling apart, we get isolated. We become lone rangers. Amen. We isolate people. We isolate the Lord first. And then those people that, praise God, are so... You know, you should have someone in your life, friends, that is a heart-to-heart friend. Amen. A heart-to-heart friend, man, my friends, is not a whole bunch of people. Amen. I'm blessed. I have a friend that we've known each other 30 years. 30 calendar years we've known this man. I was his best man in his wedding. He was my best man in mine. And, you know, I can go to him as a friend when times are bad or this or whatever. And we can share with one another. Be transparent because he's a friend. We all should have one person like that friend. But he's a friend that stick closer than a brother. Amen. But listen, why in the world would God put that king kind of passage in the Bible to tell you that this guy's complaining? He can handle your frustrations. He can handle your gripes and your grief. If you don't like your emotions to God, you can take them out on your body or someone else. Take them out on your body. Just begin to treat it like, I don't know, well, I just don't care. That's just the way it is. I don't care. Your frustrations. And friends, if you're not careful, the enemy will co-sign those things for you. He'll help you. I think it's just better to look toward the hills which cometh your help. Your help come from thee who made heaven and earth. Arm yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time, praise God. And while the world may be crumbling and falling with an earthquake, praise God, stand anyway. Amen. The Bible said when you don't know you can't, they stand. Oh, Brother Paul, I can't stand. My knees are weak. Stand anyway. Amen. Stand, praise God. Praise God, it's better to stand for something than fall for anything. Are you here? Stand for something, friend. Don't give up. Don't ever get up. Listen at this. I have been deprived of peace. I have forgotten the prosperity is. So I say my splendor is gone, and all that I have hoped for in the Lord, he had given up because his world is falling apart. His world is crumbling. He had given up. God does not owe any of us an explanation for everything that happens in our life. Anybody know the revelation of that? Sometimes we think, well, you know, God, I just don't understand. Won't you tell me what's happening? Praise God, we go to great extremes to see. Great extremes. You know, we'll fast to find out what's happening. Call a friend, find out what's happening. I just don't understand this. Well, praise God, he's not going to tell you everything. Some of us couldn't handle it anyway if he told us everything. Huh?
Yes.
If you was heading for a catastrophe this afternoon tomorrow, could you handle that? No? That's what trust comes in, friends. Trust in him with all your heart. And my friends, the end of the day, it comes from where your heart is. Do you truly trust him? I always say when the rubber meets the road, it's when it's right there. Do I really trust God or do I trust myself? In those times of storms, friends, when it's raging, when the world is falling apart, as this guy in the Bible was, what do you do? Who do you trust in? Who do you call upon? The second thing we must do, I must turn my focus from my pain to God's love. Turn my focus of my pain to God's love. Oh, but Brother Paul, it's hard to do because I just hurt so bad. You just don't understand. My whole life is a toothache. It just hurt and hurt and hurt. And hurt some more. And hurt some more. But see, friends, I tell you what. See, the Bible says, as you think it, so are you. You see? So if you continue to watch this, if you continue to think how bad it is, it's just going to be an avalanche.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a snowball, friends. Watch this. A snowball starts here and it just takes up velocity and speed. And here it comes. And here it comes. And there you are with the same violin. Oh, I'm just in the dumps. I'm just hurting so bad. A violin. Some of us play it so bad the violin is broken and we're still playing. Are you here?
Yes.
The violin is broken and we're still playing. Still playing. I may be ticked off at God, but I may be mad at God, but I still need to turn and realize that He still loves me no matter what. And as long as I've got my mind on my pain, it's not going to solve anything. As long as I think about my pain. Oh, I'm just so hurt. And I can tell you something, friends. I'm not minimizing pain. Don't get me wrong. Some things can just absolutely eat our lunch.
Yep.
Breakfast, dinner, snack. It could corral you. Put you in a corral. Where there's no doors to open and nowhere to go. You can feel so lonely and isolated. And it hurts so bad. And that's the time, praise God, you look up. You look up. You look up. And I tell you, friends, if you look up and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He exalts you in due time. Praise God, He's listening anyway. He wants you to talk. Problem is us, we're not quiet enough. We're not quiet enough. And sometimes there's that place we need to get to God where we're quiet. We can hear from Him. Listen at this in Lamentations 3:19. The thought of my pain, my homelessness is bitter poison. I think of it constantly and my spirit is depressed. Yet, hope returns when I remember this one thing. The Lord's unfailing love and mercy still continues. Fresh as the morning, as sure as the sunrise, the Lord is all I have. And so I put my trust in Him. I always say, my wife would say, I have a favorite saying. Keep hope alive. Praise God, if you have hope, you got a chance. But friends, if you throw your hope away, you can just say good night. Good night, Irene. Or whoever you may be. Amen. But never throw your hope away. Keep hope alive. Amen. He says, thought of my pain is like bitter poison. Bitterness is the poison that hurts you. Your bitterness isn't hurting anyone but you. The person you're bitter against isn't even thinking about you. The bitterness is only making you miserable. It's a self-inflicted wound. It's a bitter poison. My friends, bitterness is a very dangerous thing. The Bible says, let bitterness, wrath, anger, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be kind one toward another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. How many know, praise God, you've got to forgive? One of the prerequisites, friends, you've got to keep your heart right. While your world is falling apart. Keep your heart right. And praise God, don't blame anybody else. They can't help you. Praise God. This is not fair, but he says, I think of it constantly. My spirit is depressed. You're not going to get over your depression until you stop being bitter and let the pain go. Bitterness keeps you caught in your own pain, and that creates depression. Yet hope returns. When I've lost everything, when my world falls apart, how does hope return? How does hope return when you lost everything, friends? Hope returns when I remember this one thing. The Lord's unfailing love and His mercy still continues, fresh as the morning, as sure as the sunrise. The Lord is all I have. See, the Bible says His mercies are new every morning. Mercies, friends, are new every morning. How many know mercy is something that keeps you going every day, my friends? It's not your alarm clock that woke you up this morning or the day or tomorrow morning. As one preacher said to me once upon a time, Brother Paul, what if the alarm clock didn't go off? And what if the alarm clock went off and you kept sleeping? Huh? How about that? Mercy. That I knew every morning. Mercy. You don't know what God is all you need until He's all you got. Let me say that again. You don't know what God is until He's all you got. All you got. All you got. I remember 1986, December. He was all I had left. I have circle the wagons, like the Indians do. Just circle the wagons. I had nowhere to go. On my face, I said, if you're real, show forth your mercy. To me, that was tears streaming down my face, scared, nervous, world had fell apart. And the Lord picked me up, led me to KFAX Radio. Yes, my world had fell apart. falling apart. It wasn't going to get any better, friends. I was in a mess. I really was. I was in a despicable mess. And when I came to a counseling session with this man in 1986, little did I know that that was the beginning of resurrection in my life. He ministered to me, prayed for me. And I recall two weeks later when I gave my heart to the Lord, and how when I ran to the altar and lifted up my hands and got saved, and how my world had begun to crumble, some of the ashes from my life began to go away. The stones, the rocks, the debris that fall on my head that had buried me began to leave, because I had nowhere to go but up. And praise God, friends, I tell you, when you have nowhere to go, you better look up. Not look around, but look up. Look up. Praise God. Look up. God is not a killjoy. That's not God. The Bible says he takes no pleasure. He gets no thrill. He doesn't get kicks. Jollies out of making your life miserable. When you're going through pain, what is God doing? He's grieving with you. Oh, Brother Paul, I hardly don't think that. God's not grieving with me. He said he's in touch with your infirmities, friends. He's in touch. Trust me, he knows. Now let me just say this. I said this before, the embarrassing thing. God is not a rabbit foot, a game show host. Amen. He's not David Copperfield, just wave magic wands and everything is just fine. No, friends, it's not like that. Didn't we wish it was, though? Huh? But friends, it's not like that. It's never going to be like that. There are some things, praise God, you're just going to stand up there and fight for. And don't give up. And don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. When you're going through a loss, what is God doing? He's grieving with you. Number three, I need to get along with God and wait. I need to get along with God and wait. What does it mean to wait on God? It means you sit and shut up. I mean, it still loved me now when I said that. Well, no, I'm serious, friend. Sometimes we just need to be quiet. See, some of us, praise God, just hold your stones. Some of us just need to talk more to him than to them. Come on. Yes. Amen. Talk more to him than to the friends. And you know, some of us are, bro, Paul, I can't talk to the Lord about that. Yes, you can. Tell him anything. Yes. I promise you. If I can talk to him about my messed up, miserable life in 1986, you can tell him anything. I told him everything. How messed up I was. I wasn't ashamed. You can't be ashamed, friends. But talk to him. Tell him how you feel. Because he cares for you. He cares for you. The reason you feel hopelessness if you're waiting for God to hope to appear. Did you know God wants to talk to you? He's trying to get to talk to you all the time. He's trying to talk to you all the time. You ever get to a place, friends, where you know it's like your spirit is saying, "Won't you just be quiet?" Oh, Brother Paul, it's just not my nature to be quiet. That's what's wrong. I mean, it still loves me now. Friends, I tell you, there's a place you have to get where you shut everybody out. Cell phone, TV, this, that, and the other. You have to. There's a place called isolating yourself, friends, where the King of Kings and Lord of Lords through the Holy Spirit can speak to your heart. Revolutionize your heart. Give you that hope. Praise God, but you gotta want to. You gotta want to. You gotta want to while your world is falling apart. You gotta want to. Before you go out and try to solve your problems yourself, go out and try to build your own life, you need to just sit down and wait. Wait on God to say to you what he wants you to do. And see, the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Friends, if he speaks to you, he'll confirm it through another witness. He'll confirm it through his word. He confirms the word on the radio, on the television ministry. Praise God, how many times, I can tell you how many times I prayed about something, and praise God, I heard the answer on the television. Amen. That's the way he is. He wants to speak to you. We have to wait on him. Get to the place and be quiet and wait. And praise God, when I said be quiet, friends, I don't sit to just sit like a, you don't want to be like a soldier over in bridge. Just, so you don't want to look like that. But praise God, get in a place where you want to receive and hear. The thing of it, we do all the talking and don't let him talk to us. Huh? We do all the talking. We're, I want this, God do this, God do that. And then he's sitting there looking. And just wait for you to be quiet. Wait for you to be quiet. And listen. Listen. Praise God. Number four. I can change the things that I can change. I can change the things that I can change. There are a lot of things in your life you cannot change. And you will never be able to change them. You're never going to be able to change your past. That's a revelation to some of you, huh? You're not going to be able to change your past. Friends, the past is past. Let it go. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow hasn't come. The only time you have is right now. Forget yesterday. Or forget tomorrow. I give my life tomorrow. Amen. Tomorrow hasn't come. Today. Today, friends. Today. You're never going to be able to change the natural gifts you were given by God or the ones you don't have. The only way to overcome some things in life is to simply accept them. This is the principle of submission. This is the principle of surrender. This is the principle of acceptance. Praise God. See, she's agreed with me, or is it he? She agreed. Praise God. The baby, out of the mouth of babes. Amen? Yes, sir. You can't change the things you cannot change, friends. But there are some things we can change. Our attitudes. What we say. How we receive. The association we have. Talking to unsaved people that are trying to get advice to us. Friends, they can't give you no advice. That's when your world is falling apart. Imagine this. Your world is falling apart and you're going to go somewhere in Timbuktu and look for help. How about that? They're going to help you. They can't help you. Only he. He. The beginning and the end can help you. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. He never changed. He never changed. Peace comes from when I accept the things in my life that I cannot change. If I keep fighting about them the rest of my life and say, God, it's not fair. You're just going to make yourself miserable. I must accept the things I cannot change. Faith is facing the facts without being discouraged by them. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Apostle Paul said, for what a man see, why should he hope for? Friend, that's not faith. So when your world is falling apart, you don't know all the elements why it's falling apart. But if there's faith in the Lord God to say, Lord, despite what's going on around me, you're the great I am. I humble myself under the mighty hand of you that you may exalt me in due time. You said you would never leave me or forsake me. You're not a man that lie. And Job said this, and I like what Job said. He said, though everything falls around me, yet will I serve him. Yet will I serve him. When your world is falling apart, friends, when your world is falling apart and you see someone else's life is falling apart who is in a ditch, would you go and love on them? Or would you say, oh, just woe is me. I don't have time. I'm sorry. Huh? Friends, the greatest victory you can have is ministering to somebody, loving on someone when your world is falling apart. Amen. Giving of yourself and giving of some of your time, talent, and resources that we will answer for one of these days is the greatest thing that you can give. Of yourself, your time, your talent, your resources to somebody that's without. And let me just say this. Some of us who say our world is falling apart is because we can't have our way. Are you still here now? How many still love me now? We can't have our way, so we say, oh, Brother Paul, my world's just in a mess. We can't have our way. See, the Bible says there always seem a way right to man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. See, the Bible said, in all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy path. All your ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy path. And friends, I guarantee you, if you let him in on what's going on, he's there to help you. It may not feel good. And praise God, you know, the Bible says he's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. But friends, you can't just go by your feelings, by everything that happened. You can't be a touchy-feely Christian. See, if you become a touchy-feely Christian, you know what happens? You'd be like a quarter horse. You ever saw a quarter horse? When he walks, it's just head just about just like that. Just like that. Just bow. Because he's touchy-feely. The jockey has hit him and he does this. Hit him again, he does it twice. Touchy-feely. We can't be so caught up in what's going on around us, and we're not minimizing the pain and the hurt, friends. But at some point, you got to dig deep right here. And praise God, you got to put something in there to put something, take something out. The Bible says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. In you. Because praise God, friends, what's going on in the world today, you're going to have to pull from something. The world is darker and darker. Everything that's happening around us is frightening, but you can't live in fear. We can't live in fear because of those things. I mean, I'm not. My wife and I just got on a plane recently and went to Miami. Praise God, a long flight, came back and went to Chicago, came back. And praise God, if we go somewhere else, we're going to go again. Not worry about ISIS or nobody else. Amen. I'm serious. I don't care. You cannot live in fear when your world is falling apart. If you feel all the bad news around you. You can't do it, friends. He's a great guy. He says, I am. My name is above every name. Above disaster. Above my world falling apart. His name is above every name. We have hope in that name. Praise God. Hope in that name. We need to do a self-evaluation of ourselves. You're going to need to do an inventory of your life. A relational inventory. A God relationship inventory. How's my relationship with my spouse, my co-workers, and how's my relationship with God? When your world is falling apart, friends, those are some evaluations you have to do. How's your relationship with the Lord? Probably just pray when we need something, we want something. Or is it Christmas time, Brother Paul? I just got a long list I'm praying to the Lord about. After all, it's Christmas. Praise God, I say this all the time, friends. Every day is Christmas. Forget December 25th. I'm sorry. Every day is Christmas. The Bible says more better to give than to receive. He didn't say it's more better to give on December 25th. He says better to give than receive anytime. Amen. Anytime. Do a moral inventory when your life is falling apart. A moral inventory. What are the habits that hurts and hang-ups that are messing up my life? What are the sins, the persistent things that keep me bringing me down? Do a moral inventory. A self-examination, friends. Like you go to the doctor, he examines you. Praise God, examine yourself. See, the Bible says examine yourself. Let a man examine himself. See, I can't examine you. You have to examine yourself. And praise God, let me just throw this out here. Stop worrying about someone else's shortcomings and be concerned about your own. Huh? Amen? Because, friends, you're going to stand before the Lord yourself. And I got news for you. You're not going to stand before the Lord Jesus and point fingers. Amen. Your life is laid right before you. What did you do with your time, talent, and resources? And when your world is falling apart, my friends, you need something that you can hold on to. There's an old song from my native state of Alabama, hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. There's one emotion that I'm really concerned about that you get out of life, because it's the most damaging emotion of all. You need to deal with all of them, but there's one emotion that keeps you going from rebuilding your life, and that's fear. The Bible said God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. A sound mind, friends. You know that everything starts here? It starts up here, friends. It starts up here. Watch this. It starts up here. It gets in here. Huh? See, that's what the Bible says. You think it, so are you. See, if you're thinking everything that's pessimistic, just going down the tube, up here, it resonates down here. And then it takes up what I call boot camp. Yep. Huh? Yes. It takes up boot camp. And after a while, you have a whole army of things down there, friends, that's not resonated and does not line up with the word and the will of God. And then you become your worst enemy because of fear. Fear. And see, some of us just need to stop listening to people give us bad reports. Oh, if I was you, I just wouldn't do that. I mean, praise God, it's bad enough. You don't need no help. Huh? Just imagine that, though. But see, we're good listeners to bad things and poor listeners to good things. Isn't it just as easy to be optimistic and pessimistic? Isn't it just as easy to look up and look down? Huh?
Yes.
I just think it's easier. I mean, why should I be my worst enemy? Oh, I'll just get a shovel, just throw dirt on you. Just a matter of time before you go. Helping the cause because of fear. And fear, let me just say this. Fear, friends, will not only paralyze you, but it'll kill you. Yes. Oh, Brother Paul, you had me going for a minute. Now you're talking about I'm going to die. No. Let me just say this, friends. Living in fear, all it does is begin to work on the internal organs of your life. From strokes to heart attacks to everything else, friends. I'm telling you. Everything, it'll eat at you. If you're so fearful of everything and you really never deal with it, praise God, and shout out to the Lord, you know, fear will eat you alive. You get to the place where everywhere you go, you're doing this here. Yeah. Looking over your shoulder. No. Yeah. See? Scared. Praise God, you get scared in your own shower. And then the world just crumbles because of fear. The world just crumbles because of fear. Fear paralyzes you. God doesn't paralyze you. Grief doesn't paralyze you. But fear paralyzes you. You could become a paralegic of fear, friends. If you aren't careful. A paralegic of fear. Number five. I ask God to relieve my fears. Listen to what this said in Lamentation 3:53. They tried to end my life in my pit and threw stones at me. The waters closed over my head and I thought I was about to perish. I call on the name of the Lord from the depths of the pit. You heard my plea. Do not close your ears to my cry for relief. You came near when I called you and you said, do not fear. Do not fear. I sought the Lord and he heard me, delivered me from all my fears. All my fears, not some of them, but all my fears. I would have lost hurt unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. To see the goodness of the Lord, friends, that means having hope despite what's going on. That's believing, saying he's the great I am. He's a great physician. He's El Shaddai, El Shalom, El Shanike, praise God. He's a God who's more than enough.
Amen.
More than enough. More than enough. And finally, I must accept Jesus to restore my life. I must accept him to restore my life. When everything has fallen apart, I'm beyond recovery. It is fear, false evidence appearing real. It's a lie. If you think that your life is beyond repair, you're wrong. If you think it cannot be restored, you're wrong. Friends, you have hope. Your life can be restored. Your life can be restored. There are several testimonies, I'm sure, right here, where lives were in the ditch. Similar to mine. In the ditch of despair. Nowhere to go. And praise God, the great I am just lift you up. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me, the Bible says. And praise God, when he's lifted up, praise God, he do miraculous things. Miraculous things. Miracles, praise God, we can shout about. Amen? If you think that your best days are all behind you, you're wrong. Oh, Brother Paul, that's just the way it feels. I'm done. Praise God, you haven't started. Give yourself a break. Some of us just need to quit being so hard on yourself. Huh? Oh, you just don't know, Brother Paul. I'm just finished. See how you think? See how you think? Give yourself hope, friends. Give yourself a chance. Don't give up. When it's falling apart, don't give up. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to wave the flag. Or just give up. If you aren't careful, he'll use this one. Oh, God don't, yeah, he doesn't love you anymore. You sin too much. God's not going to help you. You think the Lord's going to hear your prayer? If you aren't strong and rooted and grounded, you'll believe that lie. And then the avalanche just takes up acceleration. Just takes up. Just like a whirlwind. Just takes up and go and go and go. Jesus Christ is the business of restoration. Reconditioning, refurbishing, renewing, recovering that which is lost. I came to seek and save that which is lost. He came to seek and save. And praise God, I'm glad he found me in 1986. Amen. I was a happy guy. When I got restored, got redeemed, got transformed, praise God, it was good. And praise God, it's better today. Amen. Taste and see if the Lord is good. Taste. Oh, taste and see if the Lord is good. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things come new. The last thing you need to do is reveal your broken life, a world that has fallen apart. Lamentations 5:21. Restore us, O Lord, and bring us back to you again. Give us back the joys we once had. The joys we once had. Bring us back the joys we once had. Friends, you want to bring them back? Praise God. Give it to him and let him fix them. Give it to him. And praise God, you can't bring it to the altar and pick it up. Amen. Sometimes we say, oh, Brother Paul, I'm just laying everything on the feet of the altar. Then we lay it up there and we pick it up. Because we want to fix it. And then when it gets worse, oh, God, why'd you do this? You did it. He didn't do anything. Because you wouldn't allow him. Cast your care on him. For he cared for you watchfully and affectionately. And when you let Jesus bring you back, he will give you back. When God brings you back to Jesus, he will give you back your joy. Your joy. And praise God, some of us just need our joy back. Amen. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for your word. We thank you for your word. Will not return unto you void, but accomplish that which you please. We thank you that, Father, you have ministered your people today. We thank you and bless you and praise you that all things work for the good for those that love you. Give us hope, Lord, through your word. Let us look toward the hills which cometh our help. Our help come from thee who made heaven and earth. We give you all the praise and glory for what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.